Time for our Trackwork segment, and we'll head to Flemington to catch up with Warren Huntley. Hello, Warren.
Morning, Gareth.
And first of all, mate, Hanseatic, you've been a massive fan of this two-year-old throughout his campaign to kick off his racing career. Barrier number one, are you concerned if you're in that camp?
Well, in an ideal world, you'd probably like him drawn out a bit, but he did draw barrier two in the prelude, and he was actually able to settle into a reasonably forward spot, and then it was just the way the race shaped up that sort of shuffled him back a little bit, and then he had to turn a foot to overcome that. So ideally, I would have liked him drawn out a little bit, but I'm not dropping off him because of the inside draw.
And he worked at Flemington this morning, is that right?
He worked on the Steeplegrass, just had a nice solo gallop, pretty controlled gallop, but a nice gallop. Sam Friedman was there to greet him when he came off the track, just paying all the attention to him, and he worked very nicely. He worked well within himself, and he had the red earmuffs on to just keep him a little bit, I suppose, not get him too worked up, let him know that it wasn't game day, but no, he worked nicely, so no problem at all with Hanseatic.
Okay, his major danger, according to the market anyway, in the Blue Diamond, is rulership. Of course, the Snowdons are based at Flemington. Did you see that baby there at Flemington this morning?
He worked on the course proper, one of only three horses to work on the course proper, and he worked with stablemate Anaheed, who was to his inside, worked over 800 metres, and they worked really well. It was very sharp work. I got him home 22.5 their last 400 metres, and just a beautiful surface to gallop on out near the outside rail on the course proper, and just enough give in the ground that horses would have felt very good stretching out. But I would have thought both horses, both Rulership and Anaheed, leading into the Blue Diamond and the Oakley Plate respectively on Saturday. Peter Snowden, who was there to watch them work, was thrilled with the workout when he left the grandstand, and I'm assuming they would have pulled up well.
Hanseatic and Rulership just on this morning. Which way are you leaning?
Look, I'm leaning Hanseatic, not necessarily for this morning, because he did less this morning working on his own. But I still think he's got the ability to overcome difficulty, which he's shown in particularly his most recent run.
Kira Murr and David Eustace sent a few of their stars out yesterday morning to Moonee Valley. First of all Too Royal and Bonds Away work together. What can you tell us there?
Good sharp work, and Bonds Away's been there the last 2 weeks to gallop, and All Too Royal's nice and fit for recent racing. So, you know, they're in the mix, I suppose, from an Oakley Plate point of view, and it was nice maintenance work from sprinters who are up and running.
Mm-hmm. What about Heart of Besance, who's right up there for the All-Star Mile regarding the voting anyway, and Thought of That, that was the favourite for the Derby last spring?
They worked nicely together, really solid the last 400 or so. I reckon he's still a work at progress, Heart of Puissance, though, out wide on the valley with those markers out 12 metres or so as they were yesterday. Likes to have a bit of a look around. I'm sure he'll develop into a great horse. It's looking a very strong group of three-year-olds. I just don't know if he's quite as razor-sharp in terms of his racing manners as a few of the others, but they work nicely.
Okay, and what about Tony McAvoy? He sent a few of his gallopers around there at the valley there last or yesterday morning.
Both Grand Scholar and Oh Please Diana work nicely. They're both nominated for the Typhoon Tracy Stakes, the feature at the Valley on Friday night, and they were the sharpest gallop of the morning. They tested each other a bit, but that was a nice hit out, really solid hit out a few days out from a feature race on Friday night. Probably the sharpest of the workers there yesterday.
And how did you assess Bivouac and also Exceedance in their jump outs last Friday?
I thought Bivouac's probably a little bit more advanced, just quietly ridden, looped the field, worked beautifully. He's probably going to be the horse to beat in the Oakley Plate. And Exceedance, I would expect, but not knowing a plan from Team Hawks, that he'd have a more solid jump out or trial sometime in the next week or so before he headed back to the races. But in the quickest jump out of the morning behind a fast horse in Crystal Dreamer, I thought he trialled as well as you'd expect him to, given that he wasn't there to really push the button.
Okay, your best from track work over the last couple of days?
Well, seems silly that I'm tipping Hanseatic. The best worker this morning was Rulership, but I still think Hanseatic's the one to beat in the Blue Diamond.
Love your work, Warren. Thanks for that, mate.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Warren Huntley. Robbie Nicholson's been at Caulfield. This is his report here from runners there working this morning. Away Game and Rathlin both entered for the Blue Diamond. Went 106.8 over the 1,000, home in 22.51 their last 400 metres. Ideas Man and Montessera, also from the Eustace and Mark camp, went 50.3 over 800 metres, 22.20 the last 400. Melody Bell, who goes around in the Futurity, the star Queensland man, went 23.5 her last 400 when she worked over the 800 metres. Miss Siska in fine form at the moment, of course, for Her connections, Graham Begg's done a wonderful job with her. She worked over the 1,400 metres. Her last 400 was in 25 seconds. She worked there at Pinecliff. Express Pass and Colding and Kingswell Dream also worked nicely there at Caulfield today. Salzabil, who's the strong favourite for the Silver Slipper, worked strongly in Sydney, according to Robbie Nicholson. And Exquisite Beauty, who goes around the Typhoon Tracy, was a star worker, last 422.3, and she went 850.9 in her work at Caulfield today. Thank you to Robbie Nicholson for his track work report. We need to take a break on the other side of it.